Sonia Hughes, Vice President of Inclusion, Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce. Good that you are here, and certainly here we are with even a more of a formal introduction, Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. We call this our Chamber Chat, and are you going to be okay with that name as our new, what's your formal title?
I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Chamber, Shelley.
And who are you?
Sarah Cavanaugh.
Welcome to this side of the microphone, right?
Thanks.
Sonia Hughes, good that you are here. We do Chamber Chat, and congratulations on Mover and Shaker that now is part of the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce, Sarah.
We're very pleased to have Sarah join us.
Great. And the show goes on. Grand Rapids Chamber, we talk every month about what you're doing in our great community, and you have announced your 2017 Diversity Visionary Award winners, celebrating local leaders in diversity and inclusion. So we'll talk about this and more. Sonia, why the GR Chamber? Pollyanna question, but talk about celebrating diversity and inclusion among local companies.
Well, the Chamber's really pleased to continue to offer both the Diversity Inclusion Equity Summit and our Diversity Visionary Awards. We use this as an opportunity to drive change and also to refuel those that are engaged in this effort of diversity, equity, inclusion in the workplace.
I bet you feel the commitment. I mean, you serve as a model to others in these times.
We do. I've been fortunate to work for the Chamber for 18 years. Doing diversity, equity, and inclusion work. And we were the first in the country as a Chamber of Commerce to have this position. So I have learned from the best here in the community as they've worked on these issues within their places of employment and across the country. So we are happy to share what we've learned, also let people know the mistakes that we've made and also some of the wins.
Don't we learn from our mistakes?
Absolutely.
There we go. Awards are part of your, as we mentioned, Chamber's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Summit. So let's get this date on our calendar, please.
November 17, and we start at 7:30 a.m. That is a Friday.
That's like that this Friday. Oh, my
yes.
Gosh. Okay, so you start in the morning.
We do. 7:30 in the morning. We will start our plenary session with the, I've forgotten her name. The defamation experience. I'm sorry.
Defamation.
We start with the defamation experience. Yes, that is a courtroom drama, and the case crosses the issues of race and gender, religion, and social economics. And the twist of that is the audience becomes the jury, and we have to decide, did defamation happen according to the letter of the law? And so we deliberate. And we come back with our verdict. Are we for the plaintiff or are we for the defendant?
Where is your, this is at the JW.
It is at the JW Marriott. And we start at 7:30 a.m. We start with the defamation. And then we have the opportunity to choose from four different breakout sessions, which helps drive employers' initiatives to understand what they can do better, either by supply chain or workforce development. And we come back then for the Diversity Visionary Luncheon and Keynote, which will focus on cultural intelligence.
Who's serving as your keynote speaker? You'll have to get your ticket to find out. How's that for a tease, right?
Yes.
I mean, see, Sarah, everything changes when you come on board. Things are being done in kind of a unique, cool way.
I think so. It's an amazing time for the Chamber right now. Not only are we driving change with this event on Friday, but we just announced yesterday we're moving. We're getting new digs.
Yeah. Where are you located now?
We are in the Waters Building and have been for 20 years, and we are headed over to 250 Monroe, March 1st, 2018. And we have a up-and-coming gorgeous building right across from DeVos Place Convention Center being built. Yes.
So welcome all members to stop in and certainly future members as well. Back to the event on Friday, Sonia. How were the Visionary Award winners chosen? Let's talk about this.
So we increased our ability for more participation, meaning in the past years we've selected the best applicant. This year what we've done is we have two divisions, a small business and a large business division. And instead of competing against one another, they're actually competing towards receiving a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, or a rising star award. And there are five categories in which we measure what the impact is, and we ask each of the applicants to prove what they're doing in those categories. One, it's to help celebrate their activity, and another to encourage continued engagement, and also to showcase some best practices that are happening right here in the region.
You measured their accomplishments using at least five criteria, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes, we did. So we have the leadership commitment, diverse talent, internal processes, and then diverse supply chain, and then community engagement.
Great. Have you announced the winners yet?
We have in the small division, starting with the 4-star, it's the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. 3-star is Kids Food Basket. And our rising star is the West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, Mind Meets Music, and Grow.
Oh, nice.
And the large star division, the 4-star recipient is Grand Valley State University and Herman Miller. And the 3-star is Rockford Construction, and rising star is Mercy Health.
Great. Thanks for, again, recognizing those that are doing so good things in our community, including Grand Valley State. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was on my Meet Music board for a while with Monique, Dr. Selena.
Yes.
She's a rock star as well. Okay. Once again, how do we get tickets to Friday Summit? May we still?
Yes, you can. I would say register sooner than later because the sessions, the breakout sessions, do have a limit on how many participants can be in each of the 4 breakouts. So if you want your first choice, register today. You can do that by going online at grandrapids.org. You can follow us on Facebook to find out more as well. You can visit our website, and it's right on the front page. You can't miss it.
Awesome. Now, those award winners, congratulations to you all. All right, Sarah, do you mind if I interview Sarah for a
Please
minute?
Please do.
Yeah. What do you bring to this new opportunity?
Well, I think that as far as the new chamber and where things are going, I think that I can be a helpful assistant in that, a new set of fresh eyes, and the level of creativity I bring. And also, as you know, I worked with Experience Grand Rapids for so many years, so I'm kind of used to hosting our fair city to others. And this, to me, feels like a natural step, to help promote all the wonderful things happening in our city and in particular at the Chamber.
Awesome. And again, some mechanics for GrandRapids.org, very interactive website. You list all of your member happenings, orientations, and more. Basically, it's very thorough, right, Sarah?
Everybody loves to come to GrandRapids.org. The most popular page is our calendar page. You are right. There's so much going on. I mean, the Chamber hosts over 120 events a year. We have a very busy calendar, and we keep that very up to date. You can register right there on the calendar page. So, yes, GrandRapids.org is the place to be for all events that we are hosting.
And I know they're all big and necessary for our attendance, but the big event is the annual celebration in January, isn't it?
That's right. January 23rd is a big day for us. That will be our 130th anniversary, our 130th annual meeting. So it's a big day. We are making all kinds of plans for it to be the place to be. And we firmly believe that when you come to that event, you will notice the changes, and you will visually see changes. We'll be revealing some new things. Members will get their chance to see the renderings of our new facility, and maybe some new branding happening.
Those little hints. Sonia, this will be probably your 18th celebration, right? Those 18 years.
We're very happy to be hosting again. So if those that are listening, make sure you go on the website. There is lots of information. We have profiles of our wonderful speakers and presenters, as well as the opportunity to register. That's GrandRapids.org.
Right. See you this Friday, again, all about the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Summit and beyond. Thanks to you, Sarah Cavanaugh and Sonia Hughes, on behalf of the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce. See ya.
Thanks, Shelley.